Stacey Galandi. This is from Social Lives by Wendy Walker. She was at her computer when the bell rang. Out of instinct, she headed for the foyer when she realized she hadn't buzzed anyone through the gates. And where was Chester? Barking at strangers was what he lived for. She unlatched the door and opened it. It was just a delivery man, dressed in a brown uniform, clipboard in hand. "Mrs. Halstead?" "Yes, sorry, I was upstairs." She smiled and reached for the clipboard, but the man pulled it away. "Actually, it's for your husband. He needs to sign it himself." Jax looked up and studied his face. He was young, clean-cut, and wore a pleasant expression. Still, she saw no truck outside, only a small blue sedan. "He's at work. I'll sign for it." The man pushed past her and into the foyer. "Mind if I step inside?" Jax held her fears at bay. "Just for a minute. I was on my way out," she lied. The man smiled. He knew she was lying, and he looked at her as though she were a complete amateur at it. "So what should we do?" "You can come back another day." Jax reached for the door, but the man was walking now, toward the living room. "Nice house," he said. And that was when Jax knew. Her eyes went right for the stairs, along with her thoughts of her sleeping child. There was no way to get Beth and get out. She was at the door. She could make it alone. He'd left it wide open for her. Which meant he knew. He knew that she had a child in the house.